All right, fire away.
Yeah, I mean, great feeling to get Charles away from on the way out.
Great, great feeling. Gutty performance, you know, really, really proud of our guys. We wanted in the worst way to deliver that for Charles and for our fans and for our friends and family that were here. And the crowd tonight was awesome. I mean, just awesome. So, you know, thank you to the crowd that was out there. I mean, never, I don't know if one person left. I mean, it was packed and it was a great atmosphere. So, really special. Appreciate it.
Have you ever seen defensive holding call on field goal
attempt? I mean, you can have a call if a team is guilty of, you know, the pull and shoot thing, but we're not a team that does that. We don't teach it. It wasn't what happened. So that was a tough one. That was a tough one to take there. But I've learned, you know, I've been in this league long enough to know that sitting up here and saying bad things about what you saw doesn't help anybody. Doesn't change the call. Doesn't make it better. So, you know, we'll continue to teach and do things the right way and you know, hope that at some point that turns and we get a different outcome there.
A lot of guys picked up the slack that helped get Charles that win. I mean, Malcolm Smith pushing the ball out, Vincent recovering it.
Yeah.
A lot of different guys had little hands and little parts of that game that kept you guys alive.
No, that's right. That's the team. I mean, we've got a gritty team. I mean, that's something that we're wanting to build, wanting to have. Keep fighting. Find a way to make a play. Believe that you can. Stay in the fight. Keep working. Stay together with one another. I thought we did all those things tonight. And obviously a huge play there with Malcolm. He poked it out. And, you guys were out there during our individual. How many times do we start our individual with some kind of turnover or tackling or something that's going on, right? So it's we're emphasizing those things. It's great to see it come to fruition, you know, in a big moment. Yeah, it was a great job there. Derek made a couple of huge throws on that drive, a couple of big time catches on that drive. And we had to overcome a few calls. You know, I told him when he came off, I said, "Hey, man, that was the game winner. Great job." Because he wanted the touchdown to end it right there. I said, that was the game winner. We're going to get this stop right here. So it was a great way to finish for sure.
Coach, given the uncertainty, of course, you guys don't know what's going to happen next year, if you're going to be here at open or not, given that, plus Charles,
how special was it for you guys? Well, it was special. I mean, it's Christmas Eve in front of our friends and families and fans. Our fans showed out, you know, tremendous showing tonight. You know, Charles is, you know, one of the greatest players to ever put on a uniform. He's a great Raider, and to be able to send him out the right way, to be able to cap off a special evening like this, our last home game this year, our last chance, 2015, to make a mark here at home, and just really proud of the effort.
You're saving him for overtime to put him on offense.
Yeah, That was the situation we were looking for, and that was pretty much it. That was pretty close. So that, if you want to know the name of that play, it was the Heisman Pass.
Coach, talk about Woodson's influence, particularly on the young players and how he'll be missed.
Yeah, I think we get one more week with him. All right, his influence will last. He'll have a legacy here that lasts because of the things that he has shown people, the lead that he's provided in terms of the way he prepares, the way he attacks his preparation, the way he trains his body, the way he takes care of himself, you know, the respect he has for the game. I think those things stay with an organization for a number of years. I think when you have a great one like that, and he puts his imprint on the organization, I think it stays with you for a while.
Your defense has played two victories in the last 3 weeks. Can you talk about their efforts this evening, and also do you feel like they're trending up and improving as the season's going on?
Well, I think statistically that'll bear itself out. I think over the last 5 or 6 games, we've been a really fairly effective unit. I'm looking. We're gonna become dominant here. I said that last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I don't know when, but because that's what I believe. I believe we're gonna build that as a football team, and you've got to play that kind of defense if you want to be that kind of football team. I'm sorry? Oh, yeah. Did I say pass? Yeah. He had the run pass option. It's exactly what it was. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it, but obviously it's a big question because he was in and out so much. Yes, he was not able to be himself on the short week. It really affected his ability to get back to 100%. Typically we're giving him, a Wednesday off or a Thursday off at some point to help the healing process, and then the time between Sunday to Sunday, he's got a legitimate chance. So imagine he's going to go into this last game in Kansas City feeling as well as he had in a long time. But it's just a matter of needing some time, and we didn't have much this week. No, I don't have anything to add. When I do, I'll share it with you.
Going back to that pull down the field, obviously they chose to take points off the board that they didn't get back. For you, what's your kind of philosophy on taking points off the board?
Oh, the good news is I don't have to answer to that. I'll let Mike answer that on the other side, and we'll just move on.